Primary and intermediate teachers may strike again if their demands for more pay and better working conditions aren't met. Nearly 30,000 teachers belonging to the Educational Institute walked out of classrooms yesterday in the first teachers' strike in 24 years. Hundreds of schools closed, forcing almost 500,000 students into alternative plans. Our reporter Annika Smith filed this report.
Another strike. That's what's on the table if teachers don't get an improved offer from the Ministry of Education. Here's the union's lead negotiator, Louise Green, asking a crowd at Westpac Stadium if they'd like a national two-day strike.
We could look at us escalating to a two-day strike.
Emotions ran high at rallies held throughout the country yesterday. At Auckland's rally in Aotea Square, Vanessa Short, a teacher at Botany Downs Primary School, held a sign saying, "Never Dern, meet your 49 classmates." She says she'll have to leave her nearly 20-year teaching career if things don't change.
Teachers are leaving Auckland in droves because they can't afford to buy, my own house. You know, I'm coming up 56 and I don't own my own house and have no way of owning it. 16%, we should be going for 30%.
In Christchurch, Linwood North Primary School teacher Bobby Mackey says teachers just can't keep up.
I get to school anywhere between 7.15 and 7.30 and most days don't leave until about 5:45, 6 o'clock. And then when you get home, you do at least another couple of hours. You work weekends as well. Most of us work at least one day during the weekend. It's not sustainable. We can't keep it up.
Amberley School teacher Mike Clemens says the education sector is struggling to recruit new teachers.
I'm striking because we're losing teachers. It's not that we're not getting teachers, we're actually losing good teachers. That the whole idea of being a teacher now is not something someone wants to do. We seem to be the people who are solving social issues. We've got lots of kids in classes who've got or need lots of extra resources, and we're just not getting the resources to teach them.
Queen's Park School teacher Bradley Shaw says he's at his wit's end with bursting class sizes.
Pretty tough, we're pretty stretched. We're looking at a situation where a lot of classes are heading over 30, a lot of children need a lot of extra support which we can't actually provide for them. More than just teaching, it's more along the way of medical sort of stuff. We just need those extra support in that sort of area.
Templeton school teacher Pauline Trathan says the strike is about more than just pay.
I love my job. We're striking for many reasons. We have children in our classrooms that aren't getting what they need. We need help to give them the right education, and we need to be respected and get a pay rise so that we can compete in today's market.
Kids marching with their parents in Auckland yesterday say it's important that teachers get better pay.
So we get more education, and so we get more less people in classes, so we get more education.
And better education and more teachers, because a lot of teachers have been leaving.
Yeah.
And
we've had three people at our school, three teachers at the school.
And those passing by protesters in Wellington say they supported the strike.
It hardly even covers the power bill these days. The cost of living is so expensive. I totally support higher wages. It's just not cutting it in New Zealand any longer.
Teachers are one of the most important parts of our society. I'm not in the industry, and partly it's around that, and I couldn't get back into it. I couldn't afford to. I'm stuck outside of it now, even though I love it.
Yeah, well, definitely supporting this teacher's strike. My friends in there, I respect what they have to say, and I think that teachers put so much effort in and really care of the children, which is great, and they do so much outside of what they're actually meant to be doing.
The Capital's rally reached Parliament yesterday, where Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern addressed the protesters, asking teachers for patience. Last night, the Educational Institute's president, Linda Stewart, wouldn't comment on the possibility of further strike action, saying the focus was now back on the negotiating table. Mō te hōtaka o te atanei, ko Annika Smith aho.
Well, the Education Minister, Chris Hipkins, was listening to that. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning.
Teachers seeming to show a pretty hefty mood for change there. Would you be wise to ignore them?
Look, I fully acknowledge the concerns that teachers have raised. And, of course, as was very clear in that piece, it's not just concerns about pay that teachers have been raising. They've got concerns about workload, about support for children with special needs, about the factors outside the school gate that are impacting kids' readiness to learn when they get into school. And we want to address all of those things. So it's a balancing act for us. There's no question about that. We want to deal with all of the issues that teachers are raising. And, you know, we can't do everything all at once. So we are going to have to balance up priorities.
Balancing up priorities, let's talk about the money, the fiscal side of things. The cost of the pay rise and the extra resourcing that they're asking for gets to about $600 million. Then add in parity that you'd have to have for secondary teachers. That's hiking up towards $1 billion at this point. So is that simply an impossible ask?
The offer that we've put on the table is worth more than double anything that they were offered by the previous government. And, you know, we do acknowledge that there is a need for a pay increase for primary school teachers. There's no question about that. And, you know, we've particularly focused on addressing the concerns that primary teachers have been raising in that offer. So you'll see an offer of nearly 15% increases, for example, for beginning teachers, because we know those beginning teacher salaries are low and that that's a barrier to recruiting new people to the
But position. Minister, what they're asking for is a significant amount more. So are you saying their claim's unreasonable?
What I'm saying is if they're going to hold fast to 16% over 2 years or 8% a year, that's well out of kilter with what everybody else in the economy is receiving. And I think, you know, I would be looking for some movement on their side on that as well.
Is it a case, though, that teachers actually have had a pretty poor deal over a long period of time? And so while it seems like a large amount to be asking for up front this time, it's to actually right some of the situations, because otherwise their pay increases have somewhat flattened off and they've fallen behind.
Well, look, I mean, I think the settlements that they reached under the previous government were pretty low. Bear in mind that they reached those settlements, they signed up to them, and they certainly didn't strike during those settlements. And the offer that we've got on the table with them now is worth double two of the settlements they received under National and four times one of the settlements they received under the National government. So, you know, we've certainly acknowledged their frustration that their wages have not been rising to the extent that they should have been.
Let's just pick up on something you just said there about the strike action. They didn't strike under National. So do you think striking under Labour, as they're doing now, is unreasonable?
Look, I'm not going to say it's unreasonable. I absolutely appreciate the genuineness. And
what about if they went for a further strike and it was a two-day strike?
Look, I would prefer that teachers came back and bargained in good faith before talking about additional industrial action. I was disappointed to hear that. I think we should be going back to the bargaining table and endeavouring to reach an agreement.
So even talking about the possibility of further industrial action at this stage, you think is essentially going too far?
Look, I would prefer that teachers focus their efforts on reaching an agreement rather than preparing for further industrial action.
Should you bust your self-imposed fiscal responsibility rules so that you can meet the teachers' claim?
Well, look, one of the challenges that we have with the teachers is that, you know, we absolutely acknowledge the genuineness of their claims and the validity of the claims that they're making, but we're getting claims, similar claims from a wide range of people who work across the public service.
Yeah, so is it time to actually think about those fiscal responsibility rules and to go for giving people more money, especially if they appear to have stagnated over the last decade or so?
Well, we also need to live as a country. We need to live within our means as well. And we, you know, need to make sure we're not leaving a huge pile of debt for future generations. And so, look, it's a balancing act for the government. Our fiscal responsibility rules, our budget responsibility rules, are about making sure that we balance the budget so we're not borrowing a large amount of money that we leave to a future generation to pay off.
So that sounds like a no.
Well, I think the budget responsibility rules are what they are described as. They are about being responsible in the way we administer the government's finances.
The Prime Minister said yesterday in Wellington when she was addressing the teachers that radical change takes time. How long should the teachers wait?
Well, they don't have to wait. As I've indicated, the offer that we've put on the table is double what they were receiving under the previous government. And we're making significant steps towards addressing the other concerns that they're
raising. Is your offer radical, though?
Well, for example, the funding in this year's budget for special needs, you know, the kids with special needs in classrooms, was the biggest increase in funding for that in over a decade. That money's flowing through to schools now. So, you know, we are working very hard to address the concerns teachers are raising. And you know, it's important to remember they're not just talking about pay. All of the other things that they're raising deserve to be addressed as well, and we're committed to doing that.
That's the Education Minister, Chris Hipkins.